He had presence into the third heaven. There are three heavens. How do I know that? Well, I know there's a first heaven because I can see it out there. Where the sun and the clouds are today, that's the first heaven. The second heaven, I saw it last night. I don't know. Didn't God do something great last night? After I preached on seeing his handiwork in the heavenlies, he cleared up the clouds. I went out, was looking at the stars. Man, I was shouting. Glory to God. I just having a Babdecostal fit going back to my room. It was so good. But let me tell you this. That's the second heaven where the stars and the galaxies are. And there's a third heaven. How do I know that? The Apostle Paul said, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I know a man 14 years ago who went to the third heaven. Now, I think he's talking about himself. I don't think he knew somebody else. I think God translated him into the third heaven and brought him back physically. And he went up there physically, saw it. Whether you want to agree with that, that doesn't matter. If you want to be wrong, it's all right with me. But I think that's where he went. That's where God is. And that's where the angels were. Their habitation was the third heaven in the presence of God. And at that point, whatever the time of their fall, they were thrown out of the third heaven, except for one of them. Lucifer, Satan, is the only angel that is an evil angel that has access to the third heaven. How do I know? Well, that's chapter 12, verse 10 of the book of Revelation, where it says, he, the accuser of the brethren, day and night before the throne of God. Satan can go to the throne of God and accuse us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior day and night. He has access to do that. But basically, his domain is the first and second heaven. Well, how do I know that? I read the Bible. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Let me show you what Ephesians chapter 6 says. You remember Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God. Why are we supposed to do that? To fight the wiles of the devil, verse 11 says. Look at verse 12 of chapter 6. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. High places can be translated heavenlies as well. And old Satan is right above us in the first and second heaven. And he's there to dispatch evil angels. By the way, I believe in UFOs. Do you hear what I said? This is being recorded. I'm not afraid of it. I believe in UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Sometime you study the 9th chapter of the book of Revelation, where it says alien creatures are going to come out of heaven and attack the earth. Aliens. They're not normal. You know what they look like? They call them locusts. Not grasshoppers, hop, hop, hop. But these are not like any locusts you know. They have the face of a man, the hair of a woman, the teeth of a lion, the breastplate of a horse running to battle, a tail like a scorpion to kill and sting. I've never seen a locust look like that. That's an alien creature, and it invades the earth. It's an unidentified flying object. And by the way, I believe they're active today. Listen, we have more sightings of unidentified flying objects than you could just throw out the window. I don't believe it's any creature from another planet. I believe it's evil angels taking on the form of whatever we have seen out there. You know why it's going on? Satan has a plan. You know what it is? He's going to have to explain the rapture. Because when the rapture takes place, what's the world going to say? What happened to all those people? You know why we're being inundated with television programs, movies from Hollywood about extraterrestrial creatures and all of that? Our children are being programmed. Harry Potter, that's a satanic book, by the way. Don't you dare buy that for your kids or your grandkids. That's a satanic book. Don't you wish I'd say what I actually believe? But I want to tell you this. They're going to have to explain it away. And so the world is being set up that alien creatures have taken them away. to clear it up for us. Oh, by the way, that's the 10th chapter of the book of Daniel. You want to know why a man in Germany killed 6 million people because they were guilty of one thing? You know what they were guilty of? They were Jewish. You know why a man named Adolf Hitler killed them? Because an evil angel possessed him. Evil angels are dispatched by Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. What? Don't you know that Satan takes on the form of an angel of light and his ministers of righteousness? Some behind sacred desk, demonically controlled men. Daniel 10, the prince of Persia, the prince of Greece. You know what a prince is? It's another title for the evil angels. They come and take control of human bodies. A man named Yasser Arafat walked into a graduation of 13-year-old young Palestinian girls. They did a parade, military parade march for him to honor him. And then he got up and he addressed these 13-year-olds impressionable young ladies. He said, I want to tell you about a young lady. And he talked about a female suicide bomber who walked onto a bus on the road between Haifa and Tel Aviv. She did not blow herself into eternity, but she took off her bomb and blew up the bus. 21 people were killed. As she ran from the bus, she saw that a baby had been thrown out of the bus. It was laying on the road, still alive. She ran down there. She grabbed this living baby up, ran back to the burning bus, and threw the baby into the bus. And Yasser Arafat said, that's what I want you girls to emulate. She was a heroine. What made a man do that? Satan dispatching evil angels. And Satan, Lucifer, is in that sphere just above us in the first heaven, dispatching evil angels. The most prominent to be dispatched is going to be that one who comes to a male human body. The Bible says in chapter 13, verse 2 of Revelation, Satan energizes the person who will be the Antichrist with an evil angel, gives him his power, his seat of authority. And I believe the Antichrist is alive and well on planet Earth. He will appear only after the rapture. 2 Thessalonians 2 says the rapture must happen. We depart from this place, going to another place. That's where that word apostasia means. Don't you dare pervert scripture. 2 Thessalonians 2:3 is not talking about a falling away from doctrine. If it was, the Antichrist would have appeared in the first century of the church. What do you think Paul was doing sending Titus and Timothy to these churches to build them up in the faith because of apostasy? If that word was apostasia, meant apostasy, a falling away, Antichrist would have been here almost 2,000 years ago. That word in Greek means to part from one place, go to another. That's what we do at the rapture. The Antichrist cannot appear until we depart from one place and go to another. Antichrist comes on the scene, and Satan energizes him. I know Ezekiel told us about it 2,500 years ago. We're here at that time in history. The only thing before Antichrist appears, pow, and we're out of here to be with him. Father, thank you for your word. It's so informative as we allow ourselves to study it, come to an understanding of it, how you created this prominent creature Lucifer, who became Satan, who's the ruler of this world, from the heavenlies, dispatching his agents, evil angels, to take control of human world leaders and spiritual leaders. Some false teachers are demonically controlled and empowered. That's the time we're living in. The ultimate will be that Antichrist, the false Messiah. There's only one thing holding him back. I believe the human body's alive who will be completely energized by Satan. Only one thing holding it back. Us to depart from this place and go to another. Help us to understand the times in which we're living. And then, based upon that, make decisions as to how then we should live. In the precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.